You're listening to The High School Show on KTWH LP at 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Today we're sitting down with Jay Belcastro, the principal of Two Harbors High School. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. So we'll just jump right into it. So the new school year has started, and I'm sure everyone's really excited about that. So what are some tips for being successful in high school?
Well, I think certainly the success in high school is so much attitudinal in how a student approaches the year, what their mindset is. Are they there? Certainly school is social, and so you got to balance that. But certainly the idea of going there for a purpose. It was really great last year. We did something new with our new guidance counselor where we had every senior, and you guys remember this, where we asked what you're going to do after high school, had a picture up. And so what that does is it helps us build purpose for why you're there. And what was really great with that is our underclassmen were able to see all the great things that our seniors are off to do. And I think when you put that with the purpose behind why you're there, it really helps to realize that this doesn't have to be a struggle, but it can be used as a preparation for college, career, anything that comes after high school.
Yeah, for sure. So I know there's a lot of new teachers at Two Harbors High School.
Yes.
What are their names and what are they teaching?
Yeah, in my 8 years, this is the most new hires we've had, so we're really, really excited. Charlie Pavlovich is a new seventh grade algebra teacher, and he is a graduate of Two Harbors High School, so we're really excited to have him. He was in at Wolf Ridge. We have Liz Smith that comes to us from the Mankato area in special education. Joe Zutenhorst comes from Tipton, Iowa, also in special education. Ori Sheeran is going to take over from Mr. Alistair Olson, who is pursuing a doctorate in Texas, and she'll be teaching seventh grade science. And Sarah Pierce will be doing eighth grade mathematics. And so we're really excited to have our five new staff and some new energy, a good balance of these five with experience and some right out of college. And so it's really great to have that blend in the new perspectives to Two Harbors High School that they bring.
Yeah, that's incredible. So I want to talk about free and reduced lunch.
Yes.
So who qualifies for that program? And then is it too late to fill out the application for that? Or
absolutely not. I strongly recommend everybody just fill it out. Just so if you qualify, we do have students that unfortunately don't take advantage. And we have students that don't realize that they do qualify. I'd advise any parent or guardian to fill out the application so that we do have that on record. But yes, absolutely not too late. Take advantage of that opportunity. We have a phenomenal school lunch, and so don't miss out on it, and filling out that paperwork is helpful.
Yeah. So there's also a lot of new foreign exchange students and a lot of new students that came to Two Harbors. So is there like a buddy system for new students at Two Harbors High School? Because it can be a little scary.
Yeah, absolutely. Think about moving into a new district. What we do is we, through our guidance counselors, Mr. Hebel, and in our high school counselor, Ms. Allison, we do select students at Two Harbors that are familiar with the system. We buddy them up, and so that they do have an opportunity to kind of understand the systems, where the classes are, where lunch is located, and all those good things. So the buddy system is really, really important. And the kids that are selected to do that, we select them for a reason. You know, people that are really welcoming and have a positive attitude, and, you know, because moving into anything new is scary and the anxiety that comes with it. And so really through that process, we try to bring down that anxiety level and make sure everybody feels welcomed.
Yeah, that's awesome. So in your opinion, what are some of the school's successes and where do you think the school can improve?
Sure. A lot of successes. I think it starts with the students. We have really, really good students. I was in one of our new teachers' classroom yesterday and it just impressed to see how engaged the kids were. They're accepting of a new person, the respect that they shared. You know, you guys remember when we would do our class meetings and in the auditorium talking about pretty boring policy stuff. And I did that on Tuesday, and just everybody was attentive. It's crazy. We're really lucky. I can't stress that enough. We really have great students at our school. You know, pairing that with great teachers and innovations that they're bringing in with best practice and data-driven research that they're doing. They're working in professional learning communities. We really feel good about the direction of our school, and certainly with the new people that are coming in, new perspectives and new opportunities are great. Sports teams, it certainly doesn't hurt to go to state in football last year.
Right.
And that was, you know, that was really, really fun to be, you know, to see that run through the fall all the way into the state tournament. You know, our volleyball program, swimming is just unbelievably dominant. You know, soccer is coming. You know, now we've got a high school varsity boys soccer program, which a couple years ago we didn't. And so that's really fun to see. Our robotics program is robust. World Culture Club, DECA, and the list goes on and on and on. The thing I always say about our school is there's a place for a home. Think about our music programs. Think about, you know, last year we have one active course and then we did another play. And I think you guys were part of that.
Yep.
And so from that perspective, what I always encourage and hope for with our staff is that they see opportunities, because kids need to find their home. They need to find what makes them really click. My daughter was majorly into one act in music and, you know, choir and that type of stuff. So it really, really is important to have a place. It doesn't have to be just athletics, but could be clubs, organizations. People come and say, hey, Mr. Belcastro, can we start this? And if there's a way to do it, the answer is yes. Sometimes there isn't a way to do it, but most of the time there are, and we're really happy with that. And I think that's really what makes our success. Improvement-wise, if I sat here and said we have no improvement, what a bad thing to say. We're always in a continual improvement process. Looking at our test scores for our MCAs, we have to do better. There's just no doubt. We're working hard. We got to think of different systems and different approaches. There's no reason we can't improve those, and I think that's going to be a focal point this year, is really diving deep into the data, really trying to do early and often interventions with our kids to see where they're struggling and how we can help them. Anytime, and I'm sure you've experienced this as well, anytime you feel like you're not good at something, it's hard to do it. And so how do we help our kids to see that there is a struggle, but struggle can be productive, and from productive can build confidence. And so I think that's an area we need to improve on.
Yeah, I think that's a really great system. And I'm so glad that we have so many awesome students at Two Harbors High School that are involved in all these wonderful programs.
Yes.
So you just went to the Minnesota Principals Academy. Would you talk a little bit about that?
Just starting into a 2.5-year commitment at the University of Minnesota. The Minnesota Principals Academy is an opportunity for actively working principals across the state. This cohort that I'm currently in is made up of metro principals primarily. Greater Minnesota tried to have a cohort. We just didn't have enough people and weren't selected. And so I was disappointed that this area doesn't have one, but certainly blessed that our district sees value in our school board and our Superintendent Crandall. So when I did apply, I was fortunate to get accepted into it and just started. So I've only attended one of a 2.5-year commitment. It seems intense. Kind of a neat opportunity is an opportunity for me to potentially consider a doctorate out of this. I'm not sure what I'll do with that, but seems just like there's just going to be a tremendous amount of learning. And anybody that goes to college is a great, great experience to develop and figure out who you are. But as far as my experiences preparing me for my job, I'm not sure it was exactly what I needed. And so I'm really excited to be with 45 practicing principals across the metro, learning from them, learning best practice, learning from a very, very strong program at the University of Minnesota. And ultimately, I hope to bring back the stuff that I learn and implement it into our school to improve that as well.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a lot of work, but I think you're up to the task.
Well, so. I'm leaving here and I got to go do about 2.5 hours of reading. I knew I the other night I had a nightmare that I got there for my second meeting and I didn't have my reading done.
Oh, no.
And so I was just panicked and I woke up like, oh, goodness, it was only a dream. That's great.
Yeah, for sure. So is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just wish all of our sports teams the best of luck in the fall. Our parents, if there are concerns that they have, you know, reach out. It's always challenging when a parent, you know, I had a situation where there was a bus scenario already and a parent said, well, this happened last year. And it's just like, well, you got to let us know. You got to be communicating. We can't deal with things we don't know. But certainly if you're a parent or guardian listening to this and you're seeing some concerns with your children, absolutely reach out to our school. You know, that's why we're there. We're there to support. So in closing, I wish everybody everybody the best of a new 2019-20 school year, you know, and hopefully it's just a fantastic year. It started this week was a great start.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on. Again, this is Jay Bell Castro, the principal of Two Rivers High School, and then you're listening to The High School Show on KTWH LP at 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota.